All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Nice to see you, Timmy Conway Jr., man.
This is like Christmas Eve for me.
It is? You're not going to be here tomorrow?
Well, no, it's like, you know, the Commerce Casino's tomorrow.
Yeah, I always get that kind of butterfly in the feeling before Commerce, because I'm always wondering not just about all the listeners who are going to come out and who's going to win the tournament, but of course I'm wondering, how am I going to do?
Right.
You know, as I pull up to the casino and I see those lights and I walk into the beautiful Commerce Casino, I get the butterflies because I'm thinking, me. How is this going to impact my wallet?
Right. And you usually do pretty well down there. Huh?
At the Commerce, I do pretty well. There has been, and it's not to say it's all been wine and roses, Tim.
Right.
There have been some bad beats, even at the Commerce, but I've had some of my best card playing at the Commerce. Tomorrow, I will be playing
All right, there he goes. All right, folks, tomorrow at the Commerce, if you have check your email if you're lucky enough to get a seat there.
I'm sorry, what I was saying.
You already have been emailed, and the tournament starts tomorrow. Be there by about 6:30 to try to get a good seat, and you get food there for free and everything. It's great.
That's what I was going to say. Since I had a stroke yesterday.
Right.
Actually, in the middle of the night, the medics came to my house about 2:10. There was something with my temporal lobe of my brain.
Right.
So they said, in the next 24 hours, you're likely to lose all balance and thought processes.
All right.
So that's what happened there. But I get there early, I play a few cards, and I have a nice meal in the luxurious Sky Room. We're here live in the luxurious Sky Room.
All right, gang, it's time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
You don't get to do Robin Leach a lot anymore.
No, we're going to play that today as opposed to doing it on Thursday. Did we mention we were going to play it?
Yes, we did. Last night we did. Toward the end of the show, you mentioned it. I know you did.
Because we already got five people calling?
Yep.
How did they know we were going to play it today?
Because on this show, on the air last night, yes, I got a mind like a steel trap.
Yes, if that's true. Hey, Lance in Irvine, we say it last night, we're playing it today?
Hey. Let's do it.
Oh, hold on. All right.
Let's do it.
Hey, Joe and Ventura, how'd you know we were doing this today?
I heard last night.
All right, hold on. All right, man,
why do you doubt me? I heard you.
I tell you, man.
You know, I do the...
It's amazing that, you know, people hear something the night before on radio, then the next day they... I don't remember what I heard. My stepmother called me today.
Oh, how nice.
And she said, you know, your dad and I were driving home from San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And we were listening to the program last night.
Oh, boy.
And they said that they got a call from Jerry Wischowski wanting money.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought to myself,
that's terrible.
When did you get that call?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yesterday. I said, we're listening to the show and we heard it on the air. And I forgot that we had done that.
Oh, so she was...
You know, and she says, you know what? You're exactly like your dad, man. You're exactly like your dad. You guys, you and your dad are the same, two peas in a pod.
They
man.
Forget what they did. You know, I had an interesting thing happen.
I forget
to me.
Everything nowadays.
This is about 10 years ago or 12 years ago. I was in San Diego. I was doing a morning show, and it was my first job outside of New York. This won't be, don't do this to me. I want to tell you real quick. And my mom had a tape of one of my shows, and there was a bit on the show about mustard or something.
Right.
And it was pretty funny. It was like a wacky phone call.
Right.
So my mom had heard the tape, because I would send her some tapes of what I was doing.
Right.
She left me a voicemail message where she was going on about mustard and everything, and I thought she had lost her mind, because I had no idea what was... I was in my office at work, and she's going, Brian, the mustard, but no mustard. Tell them I don't want any mustard.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm going, oh, my God, what has happened to her? You know, something has... she hit her head or something. I call my grandmother. I say, is my mom okay? She goes, well, I was just over there. I said, because I got a really weird message from her.
She totally forgot.
Totally forgot about what we had done on the air.
But there's something comforting about that, about, like, early Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
It's so nice. And, like, you forget where you put your keys and you go, well, I of course I did. I have Alzheimer's.
Well, you know what Rick Dees says? I will remember this show for as long as it takes to get to my car.
All right. We have special prizes tonight. A pair of VIP passes to a special screening of Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, man.
Starring Johnny Depp. That should be pretty good.
Hi-ya.
And the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah.
See it at AMC Theaters 30.
What?
At the Block. 20.
Jerry. He's in the middle of a web.
See it at the AMC Theaters 30 at the Block. 20 City Boulevard in Orange next Sunday.
Can I take a look at that?
Yeah, it's real clunky, huh? I don't know what it means. Just the last sentence there.
See it at the AMC Theaters 30 at the Block. 20 City Boulevard in Orange next Wednesday. I think the AMC...
I think there's 30 theaters there, then 20 at the other joint.
Yeah, AMC 30, AMC Theaters 30 at the Block is the name of the venue. Address, 20 City Boulevard in Orange, next Wednesday, time of event.
All right.
Copywriter fired.
All right, here we go with the... I got to still give those away,
right? Oh, sorry. I just get so, you know...
All right, here are the clips you're going to hear tonight, or at least some of them.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now. Wow. He decided to turn north to Chicago. I joined the staff to run Breadbasket in 1965. From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in the hour. Probably remember the journey. The burden is to be current. So I want you to join me in the struggle to call me right now. 773-256-2775-R. To address the massive foreclosing issues there. Around the nation, we rallied to save our homes, and he gave us an umbrella when we need a tent. I want to thank the Community Economic Development Association. Today, we want to meet with lenders. Reunion day from Selma to Chicago. If you don't show up, we cannot help you. We say show up. We need the federal government to put forth a resolution. This is a deep and ugly scandal, but we're going to fight back.
All right. It's all what right. The hell did Jesse Jackson say? You simply tell us what he's saying, and you get yourself a prize.
I tell you, man.
Take us to Sweeney Todd.
Get that prize, man.
Yeah, man.
Swiddle,
all right. Here's your very first clip. Good luck, everybody. It's complicated.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
He's giving orders.
I think he's giving an address.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now. Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
It's a fairly complicated one, so I'll give you a hint. He's giving away an intersection.
Yeah, but I have to say the first, an intersection always involves two thoroughfares or two streets.
Right.
The first street.
Very complicated.
Whoa, does he, I mean, I hope he has the butcher hat on because he really takes the cleaver to it.
I don't know how many people he expects to show up because they can't figure out where to go.
And they only get it once.
Right.
See, they're listening to the radio or watching him on the Word Network. They get the address once. They get it. Oh, get a pen. S. Write it down. What?
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Wow.
Yeah, they can't make it. It must have been a low turnout.
Lance and Irvine, you're up first on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Come to Winston and Drexel Boulevard and come here now.
No. Close. Joe and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Come to Griffith and Drexel Boulevard.
Nah. The listener, the player, will be shocked to learn what the first street is. You want to give a hint?
It's a number.
Wow. People are going, whoa.
Ken in Upland, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Here we go.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Wow. I'm going to tap out, guys.
All right.
Christmas.
No shame. There he goes.
No shame in the tap out, my brother.
Mike in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Come here to 5th and Drexel.
Ooh.
Son, shut up.
Ooh, sorry. I'm so
I'll
sorry.
Give you a radical hint here. You're at 5th Street, you'd be 45 blocks away.
0 Street?
Couldn't figure that out.
It's in the negative 45th street.
Negative 40th street? Minus 40th?
On Drexel?
Mike in Burbank, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Negatives cancel. Like, two negatives cancel out.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah.
Hello, son.
Come with it to Drexel.
No.
Tito in West Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Tito.
Come to Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Hello, Tom.
Tito.
You have to blow me up, Tom, because I'm tapping
now,
out.
I have no energy for all of this. I mean, it's getting into this mode where guys think they can just say, hello, Dad, or hello, Tom.
They enjoy that.
But you do so good, man.
All right. Well, call management and tell them I do that and tell them to get off my ass.
I'll send the email.
All right. What do you got, Tito?
I'm tapping out, bro.
All right, there he goes.
Like you, there he goes.
Kyle, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Give it to
come
him.
To Prithit and Drexel Boulevard. Now, come here now.
Come to 50th and Drexel Boulevard and come here now.
Perfect, dude. You are the winner,
wait.
Man.
Wait. Thank you.
Wow.
Is he the winner there, Jerry?
Sure he is. Jerry, there's just no appropriate, there's no music. There's no give it up.
Give it up.
There you go. What happened in there, dude? Here come the excuses.
I didn't think he got it. I thought you hung up on him.
You know what I think he was doing in there, Jerry?
You were effing with him.
No, actually, Jerry has a pen. He's making a list of some sort. He's writing. I don't know if it's a.
No, dude, we have the list of what it is.
No, I know. I was recording something too, though. But I wasn't really paying attention.
But he seemed to be writing out another list. I think it was a Hanukkah list or something.
Hanukkah's over, Brian.
You know what? I tell you, I saw some today. I saw it twice today.
We're in the middle of Hanukkah, Jerry. It's not over.
I saw it twice today, and I feel bad for the Jewish religion around this time of year.
Yeah.
Because they always get like sort of a cheap decoration thrown at them just because the business wants to make sure that they're not their entire clientele is not Christian or Catholic.
They get like a blue star or something.
Yeah, I went into a restaurant today. They had a Christmas tree that was probably 18 feet tall.
And decorated beautifully.
Decorated beautifully with presents around it, lights and everything.
That makes me cry.
And then next to it on a stand was about an $8 plastic menorah that was unplugged, and one of the light bulbs was missing. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, they should probably spend about $3 on the menorah and about $285, $300 on that tree.
I have a question about the cash value between the two symbols you have here. You obviously spent a lot more attention on one of them than you did the other.
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
All right, we continue here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip. Oh, by the way, the last clip was come to 50th and Drexel Boulevard. Now come here now.
Come to 50th and Drexel Boulevard. Now come here now.
There you go.
Now what Reverend Jackson demonstrates, and this is good for the class, and I teach this at the Learning Annex, what I learned from Rick Dees, that is a classic case of thick tongue.
And, oh, that's the thick tongue, right?
Well, it's something. Right. That's 50th. I mean, 50th is an easy intersection. 50th and Drexel Boulevard.
Come to 50th and Drexel Boulevard.
Wow.
Come to 50th and...
Is he?
Come to Pwithith and...
Pwithith.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Reverend Jackson were a guest on Rick Dees' morning show, this is what Rick Dees would do.
And what's the address, Reverend?
Come to Pwithith and Drexel Boulevard.
So it's 50th?
Come to Pwithith and Drexel Boulevard.
Great. If you miss that, it's 50th and Drexel. That's 50th.
He'd never yell at him. He'd just repeat it 900 times.
And you know what? We're going to throw it up there on the website, too. So if you miss the address, go to rick.com. 50th and Drexel. That's 50th and Drexel.
Okay.
That's what he would do.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
Reunion day from Selma to Chicago. Reunion day from Selma to Chicago. Reunion day from Selma to Chicago.
Mark in Long Beach, you'll be first up here on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Reunion day from Selma to Chicago.
Reunion day from Selma to Chicago.
That's exactly right, dude. Congratulations.
Put your hands together.
Man. Look at that, Jesse Jackson stud.
Yeah, I mean, he comes in, bam, gets it.
Nailed it. We move on. That's the way the game should be played. Here we go.
He comes through the door. Wham, bam, because he's the king of the castle. Come on, come on.
Yeah, reunion day from Selma to Chicago.
He decided to turn north to Chicago.
All right, here's the next clip.
He decided to turn north to Chicago.
Boom.
He decided to turn north to Chicago.
All right, Greg and San Dumbass, you're on 97.1.
You know, Rick, it's San Dimas. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Is that Garden Grove?
That's Garbage Grove. So come out and see us right there on the Kiss Cruiser. Garbage Grove.
Garden Grove, Rick.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence, and hello to everyone in Garbage Grove.
What was there? There was Garbage Grove, and there was San Dumbass with the home of Raging Waters.
That's San Dimas, Rick.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence, but we're going to be at Raging Waters, so everyone out in San Dumbass.
San Dimas.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence.
I could do that all night.
So what was it? Garbage Grove, San Dumbass. Oh, what was the other one? There was another one, too, kind of like that.
You got to talk to the mic.
No, I'm just thinking.
All right. I'm sure you'll think of it.
Yeah, I wish I knew it now, though.
That's that Alzheimer's, man.
Yeah, it's
nice, isn't it?
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened.
No, it wouldn't have happened 2 years ago.
Come right to me.
All right, here we go. The second and third clip tonight.
He decided to turn north to Chicago. He decided to turn north to Chicago.
Greg, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
He decided to turn north to Chicago.
He decided
to turn north to Chicago.
Okay, that's
exactly, dude. That's exactly right. Yeah, he decided to return north to Chicago.
Right, or we would accept turn north, which is what the caller said.
Oogie. Ooh, yeah, he did. Sorry.
Oogie.
Oh, maybe Disneyland? Was that it? Is that the one you were looking for?
No, Disneyland is just a standard, you know. Cinco de Mayo. But what was I should know all of these. They should all just come immediately to mind.
No,
there was another
good
location. Like if you were calling from that
Rancho Santa.
No, Garbage Grove, San Dumbass. It'll hit me at like 1 a.m.
Right.
I'll be sitting there by the, I told you I have a Christmas.
Maybe you can call up the John and Jeff show and tell them at 1.
Is it totally open phones?
Yeah. It's Wednesday.
Then maybe I'll get in there.
All right. Let's see. Clip number 4. Good luck, everybody.
I joined the staff to run Breadbasket in 1965. I joined the staff to run Breadbasket in 1965.
All right. Good luck.
He's done a lot in his life.
Yeah, he is. A very accomplished an S-load. Hey, listen. Because of him, I mean, he has his own game show on radio. This could easily be a TV show, by the way.
Have you pitched it?
No.
Would I be involved in the pitching?
Mm-mm. Oh. All right, here we go.
I joined the staff to run Breadbasket in 1965.
I mean, I'd get you a job on the crew or something.
Where would I be when you were doing the pitch? I'd be without...
You wouldn't be there. But I would...
Thank you.
I'd give you a job on the crew.
Thank you.
You'd be a stage manager?
No, I did get a call from a very good friend, though, I'll mention him, Leo Terrell.
Wow.
I got a call from Leo Terrell, the very fair-minded civil rights attorney.
He got into it with Sean Hannity lately.
They always get into it, and Leo walks off. It's great. It's like a pro wrestling. All right, Leo's going. All right, Leo, look. I mean, if you can't take the heat, Leo. And the earpiece comes out. And, all right, there he goes. All right, Leo left. Alan, I just asked him a few questions. The hands go up and, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. But Leo called me, tried to really get through. I mean, constant calls over a series of several days. So I answered the phone. I said, hey, I said, what's the matter? I said, is everything okay? I've missed a couple of calls. He said, no. I'm putting a show together. I'm doing a show. And he wants to do a judge show. You know?
Oh, my word.
And I thought, maybe he wants me to write, you know, something. And he said, and the reason I'm calling you is I want you to do warm up.
Hey, there you go.
I want you to warm up the audience.
You'd be perfect for that, dude.
Maybe I could do that.
Yeah, absolutely you could.
And apparently there's money in it, too, right?
Perfect.
Think I could do warm up?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
ready for the comedy of Leo Terrell. That shouldn't be too tough.
No, you try to get him ready for the court case, you know, the live studio audience. I'm trying to line a few things up. By the way, if you have a pitch, then bring me along, please.
I'll bring you along. Just sit there.
I won't ruin it. I swear I won't ruin
Just
it.
Just sit there and do Al Gore in the corner.
Well,
bring a chart.
Well,
bring a global warming chart.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys had me in today.
Look, who the F did you bring? Get him out of here. Security.
By the way, Leo, it's perfect time to get a court show going.
Why do you say?
Because there aren't any on. I never see them.
Right. They're all, there's a real hole in the marketplace for that. But that call came a long time ago.
All right. All right. Here we go. The latest clip. Good luck.
I joined the staff to run Breadbasket in 1965.
Baja in Newport Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
I joined the staff to run Breadbasket in 1965.
I joined the staff to run Breadbasket in 1965.
Dude, that's perfect, man. Congratulations. You're going to Sweeney Todd at the AMC Theaters 30 at the Block. There you go.
Now, obviously, Breadbasket is a proper name. I mean, that was obviously an organization like a charity, a food bank or something.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it. Sounds like they're doing charity work there, right?
Oh, thank you. Sure.
Breadbasket, 1965.
She knew. You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave you with this clip and come back and ask you what he's saying. It is the eve of the Big Commerce Casino event. We'll see everybody down there tomorrow night. Get down there about 6:30, get yourself a seat. If you got an email guaranteeing you a seat. Now, if you don't have a guaranteed seat.
This is where it gets dicey.
You can come down and watch everybody play and have a couple of drinks and hang out with us. We don't mind that at all.
And Tim signs autographs. We do pictures.
I'll sign anything.
We do pictures. Actually, this time around, if you
except don't. Except wieners. I'm not going to sign.
Oh, my word.
Last time we were at an event, it wasn't the Commerce. But a guy asked us to sign his penis, and I declined.
Well, I didn't, and I said to him, dude, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to come back when you have room for Conway to sign. Remember that?
I just told him my signature is a little big for this.
Right. I signed it, but then there was like no room. I said, dude, you have some work to do. Tim ain't going to try to find a place, you know, to sign.
And I couldn't sign it in that condition. I needed to be excited.
I know, dude.
All right, here we go. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in Iowa. From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in Iowa.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. It's in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
That's yes, it's an exciting round, and there are great prizes, and Christmas is in the air. Jerry, if I were you, I would use some Christmas music. Well, not necessarily now, but right. When we come back, because, you know,
people like the holidays.
Yes, I drive into the station. I notice a lot of stations are playing Christmas music. Some of them play only Christmas music.
Right.
And some of them play, like, religious Christmas music. It's real nice.
Yeah, there's a variety out there. Is that what you're trying to say?
And, you know, I'm getting into it, but there's a one song called Where Are You Christmas. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to hear that, though.
Okay. If you hear it, call me. And know that it puts me in a puddle of tears.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in Iowa.
Oh, boy.
From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in Iowa.
It might be a little different than what I think.
Yeah. I think the last word is Iowa.
No.
No?
No.
I think it is. Listen.
From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in Iowa.
No!
Maybe it is right here. All right, let's ask Ray in La Habra. I'm sure he knows it. Ray, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in Iowa.
It says, from a Bloody Sunday in Selma to a
Chicago?
Chicago Inn.
Yeah, from Chicago. He means about Barack is going to Iowa and being in the election. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, did Jesse Jackson, when he ran for president, I'm checking now, did he win the caucuses in Iowa? Is he referring to himself?
I don't know.
From Bloody Sunday in Selma to a Chicagoan being number one in Iowa.
All right, dude, I don't know what it is either, so we'll give it to him. All right, that guy Ray wins. He's a winner. It's too long.
Yeah, because he's referring to himself as a Chicagoan, someone from Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying. All right, here's a shorter clip for you. Here we go. Good luck, everybody.
773-256-2775R.
Whoa.
773-256-2775R. Okay. 773-256-2775R.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying there? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Michelle in Buena Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
773-256-2775R.
It says 773-256-2773.
No, you missed it,
and
baby.
By the way, please,
very close.
Slower,
no!
Slower. When you give the numbers, go slow.
Jennifer and Reseda, you're on 97.1 Free FM. It's not firing, Rick.
Oh,
773-256-2775R.
773-256-2775R.
There you go, baby. Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Out in Reseda, man.
Oh.
Well, this is going to be very convenient for you. We've got a pair of passes to the special screening of Sweeney Todd in Orange County.
Oh, I love it.
So just get on that freeway and go down to Orange County from Reseda. It's not bad.
Well, it's free tickets.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here is your next clip, everybody.
To address the massive foreclosing issues there.
Okay.
To address the massive foreclosing issues there. To address the massive foreclosing issues there.
All right, Jake in Eagle Rock, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
To address the massive foreclosing issues there.
It's addressed to massive foreclosing issues there.
Not really, although you're very close, sir.
Hey, Whitman.
Yes, sir.
Is the other city Fontucky?
No, he didn't.
All right, thanks.
No. When it comes to me, I'll tell you what it was.
All right. David in La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
It's addressed to massive foreclosing issues there.
It's addressed to massive foreclosing issues there?
What do you
Song,
think it is?
Shut up.
Did you say to address the massive foreclosing issues there?
Yes.
You got it, dude.
That's not what he said.
Congratulations. Give it up. All right, hold on 1 second.
Oh, Tina Meyer, man.
I have a massive headache. I just want to let you know that.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you take something for it?
I tried. I was up all night. I felt like I was, like, my whole body ached all night last night.
Oh, you must have the flu coming.
I don't have the flu. I just sat there in bed all day.
So that's what I had last week was flu-like symptoms. You must have something like that coming. I must have, you know, working in here in these close quarters, perhaps, and I apologize, I've transmitted something to you.
I never blame anybody for that, for getting me sick.
Yeah, I blame people, and I know that irritates you. I actually learned that about you. Because I do, like, when Jerry is sick and then I'm sick, I blame Jerry.
You're right, yeah.
I call him out on it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't blame me for this, because I'm sick, but I stayed home the day.
He's sick right now. But you're sick right now, right?
Yeah, but I'm, like, getting, I'm, like, not, I'm pretty much better.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah, I might have, you know, Jerry and I might have, come into contact with something at the same time.
One time Brian blamed me for giving him a sickness that's not even transmittable.
Oh, boy. All right. All right, well, you guys will work that out. Let's play the next clip for you here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say, everybody?
Around the nation, we rallied to save our homes and...
Wow.
Ooh. Around the nation, we rallied to save our homes and...
That's a pretty good one, huh?
That comes fast at you.
Around the nation, we rallied to save our homes and...
Hey, Danny in La Puente, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Around the nation, we rallied to save our homes and...
Is it... Around the nation rather than save our home?
No.
No,
man. Close, dude. Jason in West LA, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Around the nation, we rather to save our homes and...
Okay. Around the nation, we rallied to save our homes and...
That's exactly right, dude. Oh, you only missed one word, rally, instead of rallied, but man, that is perfect.
And the truth is, you got the word, you just put it in past tense, you know, but so we can't get you on them.
And you know what? I'd like everybody in the future to answer exactly the way you did. Slow and succinct and very clear.
Very clear.
You are a model Jesse Jackson player, Jason.
Oh, well, thank you.
We want to thank you, and we also, on behalf of the Conway and Whitman Show, want to extend unto you a happy holiday season. And,
happy holidays to you too.
Thank you, dude.
And a personal invitation for you sometime just after the first of the year to call us back and play this game again because you are the type of contestant we want on the air.
Well, I'd be honored.
All right, hold on 1 second, dude. Hold on. There he goes. That is perfect.
They told me, management said you need to be nicer to the callers. So
is that right?
Yeah, was that pretty
good?
You're
fine. Yeah. All right, here's the next clip, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you what it is. But if you guess what it is before we tell you, you get yourself tickets to Sweeney Todd, man. All right. I'm dying over here.
What is wrong with you? You might need something.
I am about to pass out. I don't know what it is. I'm my whole body aches.
You're getting the flu is what's happening.
I'm not getting the flu. I got a flu shot. I never get the flu.
Now, Tim,
I never get the flu.
Now, stop it.
I haven't had the flu in 20 years.
I know a lot of people. I don't want to be Mr. Anti-Flu Shot. I know a lot of people who get a flu shot.
And then get sick.
And then they get sick.
Well, I get the flu shot, and then I don't feel well the next day.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah, but I get the flu shot, and I haven't had the flu in maybe 20 years.
I don't take a flu shot.
You should.
I do not.
Especially working with these curmudgeons here, these guys who do not get any inoculations for anything.
Well, I have other inoculations. I mean, I do go to the doctor, and I get, you know.
I don't know why I spend my hard time and my hard money with all my inoculations when all of these, you know, children from hell who work here at the station never immunize themselves over anything and come to work on death's doorstep.
Well, you should do what Rick Dees used to do. Hey, everybody, I brought in the flu shot crew. And because he was
I wish I could do that.
He was crazy, but you could do it. You could afford it. Crazy about germs. Bring in a nurse and everything. And if you worked around him, he kind of would like to see you get, like, physically like to watch you.
I would love to get my flu shot in front of Rick every year. Rick Dees. Jerry, do you get a flu shot?
I didn't get one this year.
All right. Gina, I know, he's got the flu. Hey, Gina, did you get a flu shot this year? Or do you get one?
No, and I don't feel very well.
Yeah, see that? See, I'm just getting over this.
You pigs are unbelievable. I don't know why. I don't know why I get immunized.
Right. Well, it's just to
I don't know why.
I think it's good because
I get dominated by these, by the devil's children that walk in here.
Imagine for a moment, Tim, how vulnerable you might be if you didn't have that flu shot.
I tell you.
Tell you, man.
It's like working. It's like a third world nation in here. It really is.
Again, I wouldn't go that far, but if I were you, I would say.
It's like working like in some part of the old Soviet Union where nobody believes in it. Ugh.
Hey, Tim.
Pigs. Yes.
Are they free?
No, they're not. I'll pay for it.
But they're not expensive.
They're $25.
Well, if you're paying, I'll make it happen.
Well, but
I got mine outside of Sears last year.
Stop bragging. I think that Gina and Jerry are disqualified, and I think I would be disqualified because I think we've already had it.
No, you're fine. Get it. All right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Today we want to meet with lenders.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. We left you with this clip.
Today we want to meet with lenders.
Laura in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, little buddy.
Today we want to meet with lenders.
They're going to meet with lenders.
Nah, you missed the first word. Did you hear me?
Baby. Oh. Baby.
Did you hear me, baby?
Yeah, I guess. I blew it.
Stupid. All right. You all right?
There she goes.
Didn't seem to have much.
But there she goes, Tim.
Energy there, man. Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Do they want to meet with lenders?
They want to meet with lenders.
Nah, that's wrong as well.
Whoa.
Today we want to meet with lenders.
Yeah, it's the first word. You got to get on that first word. Yeah. You need to get a quick jump start on this.
Let's talk to Mark in Orange County. Mark, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Today we want to meet with lenders.
Today we want to meet with lenders.
There you go. Good. Congratulations, dude.
Put your hands together.
You get tickets to Sweeney Todd with that Johnny Depp. Sounds like a good show, huh?
It does. Anything with Johnny Depp in it, I see.
All right, here's your next clip. Good luck, boys and girls.
He gave us an umbrella when we need a tent.
Let's talk to Gabriel in Long Beach. Gabriel, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
He gave us an umbrella when we need a tent.
I know this one, but first of all, I want to say what's up to Tommy Boy. I don't know if he's going to demolish his house in Santa Barbara, though.
I don't know. If there is black mold, I might have to.
Okay, I know it is.
Because the mold, as you know, affects my voice.
And ever since you did it in your house in the Hollywood Hills, you sound a lot better.
Thank you. I'm all working with an allergist.
Yup. Let me hear that clip, boys.
See, these are the guys who get me in trouble. They bring it up. These
I know, you're just giving them what they
want.
He's a man.
He's 100% better than Tom, man.
Get out of here. Everybody is...
He just complimented you.
I know, but I always... Whenever anybody makes me uncomfortable,
all right, here
I
we
say,
go, here we
here.
Go.
He gave us an umbrella when we need a tent.
He gave us an umbrella when we need a tent.
There you go.
No!
Congratulations,
thank
dude.
You.
All right, hold on. Yes. Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney, man.
And that sounds like the guy that would enjoy Sweeney Todd.
Yes. Yes.
Very sophisticated young man.
Yes.
All right, let's continue on with the next clip here. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
Whoa.
Slow it down, Reverend.
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
You know what? That was sometimes he has the services at Starbucks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I think
that was one of the Sunday mornings. Everybody meets at Starbucks.
A little caffeine.
And they get like a triple mocha or something, and then he hits the sermon, and everybody's like, wow.
Yeah. Yum.
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
See that?
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
Wow. All right, let's talk to Raul in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
The Community Development Association.
That's not even a good try, dude.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Joe B. in Hawthorne. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
Can you play that for me one more time?
Dude, we don't like to do that. Then we spend all night doing that. Josh in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
I'm out.
Oh, all right.
Okay, well.
Good night.
Night, man.
Gene in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
I want them to the Community Economic Development Association.
Gino.
I didn't catch that at all.
All right, good night. Adam in Hacienda Heights. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want them to the Community Economic Development Association.
Holy moly. Can I get here one more time?
Give me a major headache now.
When you arrived with a headache, I can't imagine what it would be like inside your head right now. Does it feel like there's little people, little men running around in your head?
It's just achy. Guillermo.
Sometimes I feel like there's little people running around in my mind.
That's a bigger problem. Guillermo, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want them to the Community Economic Development Association.
Oh, baby, can you give me a soul station? I don't know.
Nah. That's schizophrenia.
It is? I don't know, but I was listening to a Dr. Drew. I can say that.
Or psychopathic behavior.
This dude called in, and, you know, he had mania. He was diagnosed with mania. And, I mean,
do you hear voices?
No, I do not hear voices. I told you on the air, sometimes I have that weird thing that happens, which I've described. There's not enough time to describe it. No, Tim, I'm not to be committed. You know what I always think? You're trying to get me to say things on the air so they'll come and get me. But anyway, Dr. Drew's on there with Stryker, and Stryker's like, yeah, man, you're 22, you're on Loveline, dude. The caller's had a brain, his lobe, his temporal lobe, and it blew up, and he's on like all sorts of pills, and I wouldn't want to live like that, man.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
I want the Community Economic Development Association.
Do you like my Stryker impression?
Great story.
Do I need to work on it more?
Lisa in Huntington Beach, 97.1.
I want them to the Community Economic Development Association.
Come on, Lisa.
ARMA is the Community Development Association.
Whoa. What'd you say? What do you think it is?
ARMA is the Community Development Association.
No, I can't understand you, so I can't imagine you got it. Peter in Westlake Village, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I want them to the Community Economic Development Association.
It's an arm of the Community Economic Development Association.
No, very close, though. Mm-hmm. Samantha in Encino, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
No!
I want to thank the Community Economic Development Association.
We'll give it to you. Right. Yeah.
Slam and Sammy.
Yeah. I want the Community Economic Development Association. Congratulations, baby.
Thanks.
You get yourself tickets to Sweeney Todd.
And
hopefully you'll run into all the other callers down there and enjoy yourself.
Right.
Maybe
you could do a live version of Jesse Jackson down there with all the other contestants. By the way, Samantha, people often call you Slammin' Sammy, man.
Sure.
All right. Okay. All right. Hold on one second.
We need to go to break!
All right, Jerry, shut the F up! When we come back, we are going to have, first of all, the news with Robin. That's always nice. And then I'm going to reveal something about my personal life that got me in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and I have to say, even for me, this is a jump ball. I mean, usually I can, you know, I can...
I'll convince you that I was right on this issue. No. I got in a lot of trouble today with family members, and I'm going to convince you and the rest of the listeners that I was right.
Well, good luck.
It's Conway and Whitman, live on 97.1 Free FM.